First, only in Santa Barbara, this was an agent sending out a mass email, very common, looking for buyers. He's looking for two separate homes on the same block or in very close proximity. Now, multiple tenants in common. In fact, the guest that I had on a year or two ago, who was the, guessing 5 acres, roughly, and there were multiple cottages, and you bought and you got exclusive use to that cottage, but you owned the tenants in common. So, you know, you buy a condo, you have an obligation, you buy a co-op, not in California anymore, really, but more in New York. So could there be issues? Is there problems? You know, sure. But it's a mechanism and people are using it. So this property listed, and the private remark said it's properties owned by multiple tenants in common with a majority having signed the listing agreement, a listing agreement. A sale requires unanimous consent, and those who signed believe only a compelling offer may secure agreement from all. No assurances can be made that all owners will voluntarily agree. So that is a first for me as well. I don't know. I'm sure it must have happened somewhere again in Santa Barbara. But that was impressive. And they must have sincerely believed that it would happen. And guess what? It happened. And it happened to be a very desirable property when you're on the beach in Montecito and you're asking $12.5 million. And in 25 days, they successfully opened escrow and then closed escrow for $11,950,000. And I think that it was about an 8,200 square foot parcel. There was no square footage of the house given. I looked on tax records, which could be incorrect. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath, and it says only 920 square feet. So that could be incorrect. Sometimes they are. But I think it's safe to say in looking at the pictures that it wasn't a 5,000-square-foot home, that's for sure, and probably not even a 3,000-square-foot home. All right, here's another sale that caught my attention on a street called Calle Cerrito Alto. And this is go up West Valerio, and there's some very interesting streets off West Valerio. Down a long private driveway, 2.4 acres on this hillside with a 2,700 square foot home with 360 degree views. You know, the mountains, the coast, extraordinary. And this wasn't something that was like all built up and you know, snappy and remodeled. And I don't have the year built on it, but I looked at the photos. Weren't terribly impressive. $2,995,000 on the west side off West Valerio, but 2.4 acres, not really your typical west side. $2,995,000 is on the market for 7 days. Sold for over $3.5 million. Wow. Only in Santa Barbara, right, Richard? You are listening to Mark Schneidman. I think Richard bought that house. You are, without me, by the way, I was very, very upset. You're listening to Mark, I'm kidding. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.